Homily for Monday, the 20th of September. In our first reading, Ezra describes God doing something that seems unusual. God acts through a non-Jew, through Cyrus, the Persian king, to set the Jews free and send them home to Israel. It's through Cyrus that God acts to end their Babylonian captivity. Ezra is making the point. God is not confined to our expectations of what God should do and how he should do it. Then Psalm 126 intensifies what Ezra has said. The psalm sings to us about how God acts and shatters all our expectations. We feel like we're dreaming. And in the gospel, Jesus reminds us light is not there to be covered over, to be hidden. Light is there to be shared with all. I think our readings point us toward our need to reflect on how God actually acts in our life, at times in unexpected ways. These are the ways that shatter all our expectations, ways that seem to put us in a dreamland with a God who changes our tears into laughter. And Jesus is clearly telling us that if we have such an experience of God, we need to share it. Don't keep it hidden. I think we all need to ask ourselves, what is it about God that I need to share with others? What can I share with people about God that will change their tears into laughter? In response to that question, I need to get personal as a priest. I hear confessions. I am there when people place themselves before God, and I speak to them words of absolution, words of forgiveness. God, the Father of all mercy, forgives you all your sins. The priest speaks to the penitent what God is doing. Now, the sacrament of penance is not an easy sacrament to enter into for the penitent. It requires real honesty and humility, a recognition of sin and failure. I have sinned. But the words the priest speaks are words that describe how God actually receives and responds to our confession of sin. And the words say there is nothing we can do that's powerful enough to stop God's love. Nothing. Nothing can separate us from God's love. Those words of St. Paul take us to the heart and essence of Jesus' preaching and life. God's goodness and love toward us, our sin simply cannot halt. It's my experience that a penitent senses relief and gratitude through the grace of the sacrament. But we can, I think, do injury to the sacrament by thinking and acting as if it's my going to the sacrament that somehow makes God forgiving. That somehow God's forgiveness comes in response to my participation in the sacrament. Somehow I convince God to become merciful to me. And that is so false. What the sacrament truly does is allow me to taste the love of God that is always there. The sacrament doesn't make God forgiving toward me. It does open me to the love of God, which shatters all our expectations and shatters all our fearful images of God. So we might feel we're in a dreamland, surrounded by such unimagined goodness. Let us learn to step into the living truth of our psalm. We sowed in tears as we spoke our sins, and came to reap rejoicing, because the Lord has done such marvels for us. His love is truly everlasting. And let us follow Jesus' words to us. Let us share the light of this experience with all.